K-State Nation, Eddie Greer, back for another edition, Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, out there in Manhattan, Kansas, a walk away for K-State baseball, wrapped up a sweep. William Mary, I'll probably do a little bit of recap of that. I just got the notification literally moments ago for hopping on here to talk game two, which K-State just pretty much, let's put it the easy way out. Blew out William Mary easily here out there in Manhattan, Kansas. First time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for taking time out of the day. This will come out immediately, so or in another hour or so there as well. Basketball postcast, that will come out later on tonight. We'll have stuff in between that as well. We know the fate now of the K-State men's basketball team as far as that goes. They are the 10th seed, and they're going against Arizona State. I'll talk about that tomorrow. 10-15. How are we a 10 seed? I have no clue about that, but I do have a clue about this K-State baseball team. They unleashed the offense on William Mary today and yesterday, for that matter. Yeah, let me bring up the final score of that game. Sweep. Let me see here. Sweep. K-State. Woo! 26. K-State 20. William Mary 6. Look at the football score here, folks. They straight up embarrassed William Mary today, this afternoon. Really, for the exception of the first game, which was really close. Too close for that matter, but the Maximus Martin. Ooh! Man, he's heated up. Grand slam yesterday, and I don't know how he did today. I'll have to look at the stats here this afternoon while I'm watching the rest of this NASCAR race here out in Phoenix. It's been just a wacky, crazy day here, at least in my confines, and it's just a reminder. Damn, you don't know what you'll be dealing with here in Kansas City. I tell you, it can happen anywhere. We dealt with some craziness this morning. I tell you, but man, just. Once again, it's thankful enough to bring you coverage of K-State. That's just another podcast. Again, it just reminds you stuff like that happened this early this morning. Man, it's crazy. Crazy stuff around here. You're out of your control. It's just another reminder. You just don't know what the hell is going on. Even closer to the friendly confines, you just don't know. But anyways, what we do know, K-State back yesterday blew out William Mary 17-5, and then they just wrapped up apparently the third game literally before I hopped on this podcast, put a 20 spot on William Mary there, football score on them, a two touchdowns and a field goals lead a win there as well. K-State now 9-5. We'll just jump to the conclusion right here. 9-5. That includes today. 9-5 there as well. Yesterday, 5 home runs. Maximus Martin going deep for the third straight game, I believe that is. A home run? I'm telling you, living up to that name. I love that name, Maximus Martin. I said that right for the first time I said that name. That's a perfect name. Maybe for a designated hitter, really, but a shortstop? I don't know, but we're going to play around with it here on the podcast. There, Grand Slam. That included the 5 home runs there as well. And 17 runs yesterday, 20 today. So, that off that top yesterday. So, crazy stuff there. Maximus Martin is going off, went off in the series there as well here. I'm trying to bring up the box score here real quick. Game 2, K-State 17, William Mary 5. And then just moments ago, K-State put a 20 burger on William Mary today, 20-6. Eddie Greer III, Pearl Project Podcast, as Kansas State completes a sweep there in their first home opener rather easily after the first game. A little bit uncomfortable right there as well. William Mary... Actually, K-State struck first, but William Mary got on the board in the second, tacked on 3 in the fourth, 1 in the fifth, and that was it for them. K-State, 4 runs in each of the first 3 innings, a run in the fourth, a run in the fifth, 3 in the seventh. This was a 7-inning game, and I'm pretty sure that what I just got was a 7-inning game as well. So K-State easily rose William Mary in this one there. Eddie Greer, postcast, Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. 5 home runs. Yeah, Maxis Martin. Let me backtrack of this real quick. Max Martin, he homered twice in this game yesterday. So that's 4 home runs in the last 3. And I haven't looked at the box score for K-State yet. I'm just literally getting back to ET3 confines. Hopefully nothing crazy happens. But again, like I just told y'all, who knows? At this point, Michael Quevedo started the game for K-State. By the way, 3 2/3 innings pitched. 6 hits. He got hit hard. However, 6 hits, 4 runs, they were all earned. Walk nothing, struck out 5, and the pitchers, at least yesterday, did not walk a single batter. Dante Lewis struck out 5 in his 3 1/3 innings pitched there in the baseball game here. Other highlights there, we already talked about Maxis Martin. AJ Izavesco, he went deep. 3 for 5 in the game there. Also, Barrett Medlock. Medlock, 2 for 3 in the game. Yesterday, that's what a bomb the order getting it done yesterday as well. So I'm probably going to keep it short because they not really discuss other than the fact that this the K-State got the bats rolling this weekend there. So great job across the board there. And I'm not going to get into what PQ said yesterday because it's a moot point because we just got the notification about K-State just blowing the doors off of William Mary, today and yesterday as well. So I don't know. I probably should pull up the schedule now. Looking ahead now for K-State here in this game. Let me see. I have to go here. Let's go here to this. Now we hit that. Okay. All right. Yeah. Bad podcast, folks. Bad podcast. Anyways, now, well, you get Creighton again, but you get them on the road. So remember, go back to Creighton. That should have been the home opener on Wednesday. Remember, we had that crazy-ass weather happening across the Midwest. That had to be postponed. So I don't know if they're going to make that up. I would assume so, probably. But K-State will have to go back on the road here coming up in a couple of days as they'll be taking on Creighton. They should have probably played them. It was a home-and-home. They didn't have a chance. K-State did not have a chance to play them at home this time around because of the weather situation, and hopefully that game gets made up. But they have to go on the road for the next 2 games, back-to-back days. Oh, this is gonna be busy. This is actually gonna be a busy week for K-State baseball. So you have Creighton prime time Tuesday night. That's the next K-State baseball game. Then Omaha, travel there. So back-to-back games, and then you come home with a 3-game set. Back to Toyton Family Stadium next weekend to take on Utah. So that's what's happening now with baseball after combined almost 40 runs in the last 2 days, and really the over 40 runs. And I'll throw it on top, the cherry on top, the 4 runs that was scored on Friday with K-State. So almost 40 runs within 37 runs, I believe, in the last 2 days. 41 runs total in the series for this K-State offense. They're on rails right now, and they look to carry that offensive power on the road against Creighton this week on Tuesday night on the road at Creighton. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get. We're a podcast found free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record K-State content again. iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast. And don't forget about our bonus channel over on Podbean. With all the craziness that happened already today, haven't had a chance to reach out to Alex yet. That's going to be happening very soon tonight. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That's Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. GRIR number 3 EDID apostrophe S podcast for more coverage of the Cats. Feel free to go listen to older episodes. We'll have fresh content for you. Crush fingers this week. That's going to wrap things up on this baseball edition of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. K-State brings out the bats, or continues to bring out the bats, and brings the broom to William Mary, scoring the last 37 runs in the last 2 days in offensive typical fashion for P. Houston's team. Maxis Martin, who was the Big 12 player of the week this week, continues to be red hot for the K-State offense. Alex Aiden, Eddie Greer, this has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. Cats.